This is Lamed Tzimur Fimo Daf Ein Dalet Amud Beis Yimud Daf Ein Dalet Amud Beis. The Acharonim have a very interesting kasha. They ask, why was Adam Harishon Nenash? Why did he receive a punishment for eating the Eitz Hadas? It's mavur in the Medrash that Chava took one kezias from Eitz Hadas and she split it between Adam and the rest of the Bruin. So it turns out Adam Harishon ate less than a kezias. According to the Shita of Reish Lakish, the Chatzi Shir is Asim Natayra. So Adam did absolutely nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong because Chatzi Shir is Mutter Men Natayra. So again, the Kasha is Adam Arishan, he definitely ate less than a Kazayas. So it's Chatzi Shir. According to Reish Lakish, Chatzi Shir is Mutter Men Natayra. L'chayra Adam Arishan shouldn't have gotten punished. So if you look at the Rambam, Rambam Hilchos Melachim Perek Tes, look Halacha Tes and Yud. The Rambam writes, Benech shegazel pachas shav pruta, a benech that still zesn shav pruta, ba achar gazlin menu. Shnein neragin aleha. If a guy, a benech, stole less than shav pruta, and someone stole that less than shav pruta from him, both of them get killed. V'chein chai val iver menachai, v'al basar menachai, b'chol shehu. Why? Zag the Rambam, sheli nitnu hashirin elo li Yisrael bilvad. The Rambam tells us a klal. This didn't shear in the first place only applies to Klal Yisrael, only to Yidden. However, when it comes to Gayim, to Benayach, there is no din shear at all. And therefore, Zakt Achrenim, this is Pshat, why Adam Rishon was punished. Because Adam Rishon was had a din of Benayach, not a din of Yisrael. And this whole din of Shirim was just a chiddush that was given to Klal Yisrael. And the Prima Gadim explains that Stam Achilo really includes a Kol Shehu. And just because there's halacha meishim yisina of shirim, that's what made achil less than a kezayis, not considered to be an achila. So guys which don't have the halacha meishim yisina is going to be left with the original din. The Minchas Chinuch, this klal answers a fascinating kasha. Minchas Chinuch is found mitzlam beis in Mitzvah of Shabbos, Islam etes or Masal v'chayra. The case as follows: a tinuk that's mushluch beir that had Jews had nachar mechza mechza. So the din is that when he grows up, he can't be Mechal Shabbos because maybe he's a Jew. On the other hand, he can't keep Shabbos because maybe he's a Nachri. And Nachri is Shabbos is Chayv Misa. So what should he do? That's the Kasha the Michas Chinuch brings up. Again, you have a city, half Yisrael, half Nachrim. Tinuk Mushlach. We don't know if he's a Jew or he's a Nachri. What should he do? He can't violate Shabbos because he might be a Jew. He can't keep Shabbos because he's a Nachri. Zakt Michas Chinuch, that according to the Mad Omer, it's a big sugya, that by Shabbos there's no din of Chatzi Shir. This is the Eitzah. The Eitzah is we tell him to do a Chatzi Shir. So therefore, if he's a guy, by Goyim they have no Shirim, and by Chatzi Shir it's going to be Aser for him. So it turns out, Midine Goyim, he has violated Shabbos, and Midine Yidden, since he did a Chatzi Shir, he hasn't violated. Because again, the Shirim only applied to Yidden, not to Goyim. So that was an interesting, fascinating teretz of the Michas Chinuch. This Eitzel. So let's read very quickly. Again, they ask, Adam Rishon ate less than a kezayis. Why would he be punished if the old Chatzi Shir is Mutter Menatera? Mutatzpi the Rambam, that this whole din Shir is just a din by Yidden, not by Benayach, and Adam a din of Benayach. Fizem Chas Chinuch explains, this would be the Eitzel if you have a child. We're not sure if he's Yisrael, not sure Nachri. The city's half and half. What does he do about Shabbos? He can't violate Shabbos because he might be a Jew. He can't keep Shabbos because he might be a guy. Nachri Shabbos Chayim Misa. Zok Minchas Chinuch, that Itza is, according to the Shita, that there is no din Chatzi Shir by Shabbos for Jews. So what should he do? He should do the Melacha b'Chatzi Shir. And if by Nachrim, there is no din Shir. So therefore, it turns out, he was not keep Shabbos. And he's not going to be over on Shabbos because he didn't have Shirim. And according to Hilchos or Halachas, it turns out, that he wasn't Mechal Shabbos. So this is a famous, fascinating. It's Mechas Chinuch. It's a very, very big sugya. Chatz Melach, Chatz Yishir when it comes to Shabbos. But I just wanted to share with you the words of the Mechas Chinuch. Everyone have an amazing day.